All right, today is April 28th. It's the birthday of noted comedian Jay Leno. He's a friend of the show. Let's give Jay Leno a call and wish him a happy birthday. He's out in California. It's only 6:40 in the morning there. He should be awake.
I think he's an early riser.
Hello?
Jay Leno, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Jay, it's the Musers on the ticket. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
I should have known that the old Musers would be calling today. I can hold the other, you guys.
Yeah, we call you on your birthday from time to time.
Always calling to wish happy birthday, but, you know, it's a good thing.
Your voice inflection hasn't changed.
No, you know, I tell you what, getting older, it's not as good as people made it out to be when I was young, you know. I mean, when you're getting older when you get very old, when the candles cost more than the cake, and that's what's happening here.
Yeah, you need a lot of candles.
I'm old, man. I'm so old, my social security number is 6. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Wow. That is, you're only 64 today. It's not that old.
I know it's not that old in the grand scheme of things, but did you see this, Kev? I mean, did you see that I'm turning 64?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why we called.
You know, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be. And in addition to that, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be.
All right, you still got it. You still got it.
Of course, I still got it. I still like to make jokes, musos. I tell you, these days, about half the stuff in my shopping cart says, for fast relief. You know, it's amazing. No, but I'm, you know, the idea in life is to die young as late as possible. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of the old sports joke told so many years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's two guys sitting at a retirement village in the reading room. One says to the other guy, you know, how do you feel? I mean, you're 72 years old. How do you feel, honestly? And the guy says, you know, honestly, I feel like a newborn baby. I've got no hair, no teeth, and I just wet myself. You know, that's like a little deal. You kind of go back.
It's kind of full circle.
Now, you guys still in Dallas? Is that the city that...
Yep. Yes, we're calling from Dallas.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Did you guys see the news from Dallas about Josh Hamilton? And apparently, Josh Hamilton apparently getting a second shot with the Rangers.
Yeah, we did see that.
Unfortunately, it was Jack Daniels was the shot he was taking.
Oh, geez. Well, that's no good.
Sports joke. This is a little sports joke. Yeah.
Come on.
Did you see in the news where Greg Hardy is now? He's like an Dallas Cowboy again.
Again, for the first time.
Greg Hardy, he's a good player. Greg can certainly help you beat somebody. We know that for sure.
Okay, but, easy. Easy.
You know, Greg Hardy was, according to court testimony, he threw a woman onto a couch full of guns.
Yeah.
A couch full of guns, you know. That's not the most romantic gesture I could think of.
But, no.
But, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but Greg is actually getting better with women.
How so?
Well, Greg Hardy actually dwarf-tossed his first girlfriend onto a duvet of grenade launchers.
I guess this would be getting better, yes.
That's improvement, I guess, Mueller. Uh-huh. And you know where the Cowboys do most of their scouting nowadays, don't you?
Hmm.
Huntsville. That's where they...
is that where they do it?
Just all that, you know.
That's where the prison is. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, wish me happy birthday. Mavis is about to give me my spankings.
Oh, well, we don't want to interrupt that. Happy birthday to you.
That's right. And I'm going to, later on today, I'm going to take my motorcycle and I'm going to drive down Mulholland Drive.
Yay! Mulholland Drive. Yay!
Golly.
Hello? Oh, he's gone.
He still sounds good.
Yeah, still sounds very energetic. There he is on his birthday, Jay Leno.